to our leader, to our peer.
Do you know why?
I hope one day this will be clear to all of you. First step of spirituality is coming out of your ego. We'll say, I know you love your brain. I know you love your intelligence. I know you believe in me, only in you. But Sahagana, at least believe in one. Isn't there one better than you? I'm not talking about finding a leader. I'm not talking about political activity and this stuff. I'm talking about spirituality. At least believe in someone one step in front of you. In what? In kindness. That's it. Nothing else. You have to believe in this. Then he will lead you to another one because he could not be selfish, right? And another one. This is the chain. When you're connected, you're connected. When you plug in, do you realize what complicated pattern you're connecting to the power source? No, you're connected, period. It happens like that, and it's difficult to say because it's and it's coming. So I would like to slow down a little bit in this for a few paragraphs, which really cleverly will give you honestly, if you study carefully. I mean, as hard as I did at least, you will find a very clever trick to prepare a logical mind to accept the spirituality, because logic is the only barrier. Logic is something that brings the arrogance, knowledge. And you cannot say it's bad, it's good. And you cannot have the knowledge without the arrogance. Because when you're talking about knowledge and science, you should be really confident that to prove your point, right? So this is one part of it. You should have the calculus, which is beyond the logic, which is the name of this path. Over there, there is no analysis. It's bringing together. Right? It's not the form, it's the essence. We'll talk about it explicitly. Really, he will go to details in form and the essence. Then, believe in outside of you. How come? Could you be that silly? We talked about it in book one. To believe in only in you? What a miserable stuff if I'm depending only on me. Because no one, I promise you, no one but me remembers all the faulty stuff of me. Then I have to depend only on me? And this existence, no. I depend on love. Because I know love is provocation of the feeling from there. No, he will bring the love. He will change me. What do I do? You know what my secret is? My secret is I was a very extremely stubborn with humongous really important. And I had all the rights to be. So in the age of adolescence, me as an Iranian, who is not accepted as a Muslim by Egyptians, I got a scholarship, the first scholarship from Al-Azhar. Because I started to do education, not because I'm a genius, I started education very early, by force, because I was born in a school, literally. So at the age of 16, I finished three different schools. I was studying in three different faculties. And I knew really better than a lot of my teachers. So my life was not a very promising spiritually, and they explained it to me. You have to do something about it. I didn't know, and I wouldn't accept it because I was very stubborn. Somehow my teacher tricked me, and later explained to me. He tricked me to have some classes and to teach. And I thought, of course, he discovered that I'm the best and I should be a teacher. So I wasn't teaching. Then after a long time, I went to him and said, and why should I do this? I said, because when you talk about being good, then you cannot be really bad. Sometimes, somehow, because you talk a lot about it, you have to do something about it. So that's how it starts. If you talk about it, if you try, it's not the approach you're doing. You're just preparing the ground for that loving stuff to happen to you. Inshallah, we have to be forward. I only read the part that we studied. I'm going to start from the beginning of the paragraph. Next time, when we finish the paragraph, I will start from the beginning. Fair enough? Has bar sang o basar ma dar wujub bas surat ast o bas sada until khawat rasanat an bechesh az jamal o az kamal o az kresh wanchu khawat rasanat an begush az sama o az bisharat bas khulu kaum pur charast o hich at chare nist تا که نکشاید خدایت روزنی گرچه نه هستی کنون قافل از آن وقت حاجت هم کند آن را آیان گفت پیغمبر که یزدان مجید از پی هر درد درمان آفرید دیگزان درمان نبینی رنگ و بو بر درد خیش بی فرمان و چشم را ای چار جو در لا مکان این بله چون چشم کشته سوی جان این جهان از بی جهت پیدا شده است که ز بی جایی جهان را جا شده است بازگرد از هست سوی نیستی طالب ربی و ربانیستی جای دخل است این عدم از وی مرم جای خرج است این وجود بیش و کم کارگاه سنن حق چون نیستیست جز معطل در جهان هست کیست یاد مرا سخنهای دقیق که تو را رحم آورد اندون رفیق هم دعا از تو اجابت هم ز تو ایمنی از تو محابت هم ز تو گر خطا گفتیم اصلاحش تو کن مسلم تو ای تو سلطان است کیمیا داری که تبدیلش کنی گرچه جوی خون بود میلش کنی آراب و خاک را برهم زدی زاب و گر نقش تن آدم زدی نسبتش دادی و جفت و خار و هم با هزار اندیشه و شادی و غم باز بعضی را رهایی دادی زین غم و شادی جدایی دادی برده ای از خویش و پیوند و سرشت کرده ای در چشم او هر خوب زشت هرچه محسوس است او رد میکند وانچه ناپیداست مسند میکند عشق او پیدا بود معشوقش نهان یار بیرون فتنه او در جهان این رها کن عشقهای صورتی نیست بر صورت نه بر روی سطحی آنچه معشوق است صورت نیست آن خواه عشق این جهان خواه آن جهان آنچه بر صورت عاشق گشتی چون برو شد جان چرایش کشتی صورتش برجاست این سیریز چیست عاشقا واجو که معشوق تو چیست آنچه محسوس است اگر معشوق است عاشق استی هر که او را حس هست چون وفا آن عشق افزون می کند کی وفا صورت دگرگون می کند بر تو خورشید بر دیوار تافت تابش عاریتی دیوار یافت بر کروخی بری چه بندیه ای سرین با طلب اصلی کتابت مهین ای که تو هم عاشقی بر عقل خیش خیش بر صورت پرست مهین حتی در عقل از اون بر حس تو آیت میدن زهب بر حس تو چون زرنده است خوبی در بشر و نه چون شد شاهد تو پیر خر چون فرشته بود همچون دیو شد کان ملاحت اندرو آبیه بود اندک اندک می ستانند آن جمال اندک اندک خوش می گردد نهار رو نعمر رو ننکس رو می خوان دل طلب کن دل منه بر استخوان کان جمال دل جمال باقی است دولتش از آب حیوان ساقی است خود همون آب است رو همون ساقی و ماست هر سه یک شد چون ترسی تو شکرست از سلام.